I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey guys, I know that we've discussed on this show a couple of times now about how, you know, 8-year-olds are watching pornography now, but we'd prefer it if you removed the 8-year-olds from your room before you push play on this podcast, because there will be explicit discussions. But if you're, you know, 18 and above,
hey,
stay sexy with us.
Hell, we
things are about
that.
To get fun.
Yeah, getting fun.
I don't know what that was.
Oh yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello and welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
I am one of your hosts, Kate, or Cake, whatever.
Oh, my microphone just went down like a penis. That just got
it's
sad.
Floppy.
It's Murda.
That's who I am.
Oh, hi, Murda.
And apparently I make microphone dicks go down now.
Yeah, you got floppy mic.
That's okay. How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm good. I love your evening dress.
Thank you.
You really came today.
Know.
Prepped.
I, you know what?
Can you tell us what you're wearing?
I pulled out my best gold outfit I could find.
Uh-huh.
Gold, glittery, floor length, train, everything.
I know.
It's got it
you
all.
Got it stuck in the door on the
even,
way in here.
Even like a little bit of a velvet trim. I
yeah,
really
loved
wanted
it.
To bring in the festivities for us to celebrate the year that was 2018
mm-hmm.
on There Will Be Porn.
Mm-hmm. We had some wonderful films. We had some great acting.
So much good underwear.
So much good underwear.
I've learned the craft of porn face. I feel like I could really just bring that anywhere with me and really, you know, elevate a conversation. Or fun sexy time.
Yeah. I also learned a lot from these films. I learned that about the proper use of dildos.
Yes.
I learned about the enthusiasm level of girl on girl. I just so much.
Yeah.
This was a really good year for movies made before 2005.
Yes, it was. It was. I have a feeling 2019 will be exactly the same.
I have a feeling that we're really the films we're about to see in 2019 are going to bring it just as hard.
Yes.
If not harder.
If not.
Because we're moving up the list.
Harder. Harder. Harder.
Because we are moving up the top 100 list. We are in the 80s now. Next year, we're going to move into the
70s.
Whoa, that is the top 75 percentile.
And that's my favorite decade.
Wait, or 25. I don't know how it works. I don't know how that phrase works.
I think you did it.
Cool. Meredith, you didn't ask me what I'm wearing. It's fine.
I would love you to describe it for this audio format.
Well,
what your outfit is. Who is the designer?
The designer is Stella McCartney.
Oh,
good friend of mine. Of course. But what I want, and I know you experienced this because at first, far away, it looked like I was just wearing classic tuxedo.
Yes.
But then you got closer and you realize that this tuxedo is made of a hybrid of satin and velvet.
And if you...
It's called Satelvet.
And
it's revolutionary.
And if you get it into a black light, it looks...
It glows. Yeah. It fucking glows.
Yeah. And
so
it can't lose me. It comes with its own app technology, you've told me.
It does. It has built-in Bluetooth speakers. It also measures my sweat levels and heartbeat because it's a sextito. That's right. Stella McCartney's new line 2019 sextitos. That's what I'm wearing today. Ooh. For Meredith... What is this?
I believe this is the There Will Be Porn annual
award show. Dun, 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 dun. Cue the music, editor, maestro. Oh, we have a beautiful lineup.
I'm so happy to see
so many returning familiar faces.
I think Randy Spears' name will be said.
Coming back, beautiful. Ginger Lynn here for small appearance,
yes,
but impactful.
Lisa DeLu
brought it this year.
Yeah, she really did.
Jerry Butler makes an obligatory appearance.
Yes.
You know. We have some exciting stuff for you guys.
We really do.
The votes are in. The fans have spoken.
They really have. You know, we have our PricewaterhouseCooper
in the form of
a dog.
Right. Ella has all the envelopes. The envelopes are getting drilled.
It's a highly secure delivery system that we have built here
we're not having any mix-ups.
Our accounting firm has counted the votes.
It's tight.
Oh, that's what they said?
Yes.
Is it close race?
Yes, it has been very close.
It's closer than the 2016 election?
Partially because of the number of votes, tight margin there. But also because there were some contenders.
Yes,
there
that's
was some
true.
Really beautiful stuff.
There was true.
So I guess, should we move on to the first round of nominees?
Yes.
So classic categories, you know, we're going to have basically the annual winner of what we award at the end of every show is our categories. Most athletic, safety patrol, feminist nightmare, best position, try it home, and of course, the MVP. So we should really dig into our first one here, our inaugural.
Yeah. Presenting this award is Meredith with the British accent.
Oh, this is my favorite presenter. They're so good.
Most athletic. First, we have Roundhouse Stripper from Raw Talent.
Ooh, they really are into karate.
There's so much karate
in this group of people. He appears to be a stripper and arrived at some women's house and said that he had a telegram for them.
And now he's stripping for them.
Yes. And doing karate kicks.
Oh, man. Never forget.
Never forget. Never forget the kicks and the strips.
Next, we have the powerful thighs of Mrs. Santa Tits from the Tits That Saved XXXmas.
That is some good flexibility on behalf of Mrs. Santa. She is in a full spread straddle on his penis.
She's very flexible.
That's a lot of thigh strength.
And she truly made some athletic sacrifices
in this one to get the magic. I've never seen quite a long, such a long squat.
Yes, yes.
We have the upside down tree fucking couple of Texas Dildo Masquerade.
This, as a visual, has lived with me for months.
This is things are getting wild.
This is Do you see this woman in the tree? There's a woman hanging upside down in a tree, tucking a dick upside down. That most athletic, right there. I'm calling it.
I will never forget.
Never.
Also, never forget. And finally, we have the beautiful sorority sweetheart of sorority sweethearts, Bobby Joe.
Bobby Joe.
Lisa DeLue told Bobby Joe to gather the girls. And how was your run? And Bobby Joe was like, it was great. I did 4 miles in 35 minutes, which that's fucking fast.
Pretty good.
That's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I doing my math right on
this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it's
like an 8 minute mile.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Damn, girl.
A pure athlete. Her body is a machine.
And she was not even our main actress of the movie,
no.
But we opened up with a very long jog scene with her.
Yes.
That's how important it was to feature her athleticism.
Should we get the dog in here?
Yeah, let's bring her in. Let's bring her in.
It's announced.
It is Roundhouse Stripper from Roll Talent.
Amazing. Oh,
I mean,
a powerful force.
So many high kicks.
Not only dangerous, but also sexy.
He had enough stamina for those kicks and his dick.
And in a movie where he did not star, and there were multiple karate scenes in which he also did not star, still, he made an impression on us as most athletic. Just, congrats. Meredith, did you think that was going to be the winner? Because I, honestly, the upside down tree fucking, I thought I was a shoo-in.
I was a surprise for me too, because it was that they were in a 69 for quite a long time on that tree.
I know.
I mean,
you know what? I recently, as someone who has disrobed and taken clothes off of myself,
right?
I can't always do that while kicking into the air.
You're right.
When I think I maybe could hang from a tree upside
imagine,
down.
And then also imagine if you also had balls you had to contend with while you were doing that,
God.
Caitlin. There's free ball in it with some
while
kicks.
Women were grabbing at me. I mean, that's true. Like the grace that would have to be a part of that. So you know what? I think our roundhouse kicking stripper really truly deserved it this year. It was incredible work.
It was. Mm-hmm. It truly was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Our next presenter really, again, Meredith, made an impact on us. And it's I am humbled to see all these faces.
I know.
I just this next one is Samantha, baby voice from Red Vibe Diaries, one of our faves, here to present our next award, Safety Patrol.
Man, she really, I'm excited. I can't believe I get to meet her.
Hi,
Samantha.
I'm so happy to be you. I'm such a baby.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here, Samantha.
I'm happy to present a Safety Patrol award.
Oh,
I'm such a cute little, can someone please give me the envelope?
Well, did anyone, you know what? And I don't see anyone on, no one in this category was nominated from your film, Red Vibe Diaries. Is that because they didn't baby-proof the rooms enough?
Maybe. It was pretty dangerous for me in this movie, so I turned bad. Anyway, here's the nominees for 2018 Safety Patrol Award. Number one is Pussy Face from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, I just realized that the mask has a vagina for a mouth.
Yeah, well, she's pussy or face, right? Like
a
leather
vulva
face.
For a mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this better it's for like, us because the attacker is a woman?
The way the woman is moving, it's just so comical.
Oh, pussy face! What a pussy face you have!
Is that the name of your cat, too?
Yeah, that's what I call my kitty. Pussy Face was, from what I remember, very helpful.
Very helpful, yes.
Nominee number two was the towel boy from Conflict. He was so cute and small.
Also helpful.
And very and clean.
Oh man, someone comes over. Some little guy comes over and hands them all towels to clean up with.
It's Do you think it was like a water boy, like a 17-year-old? I hope not. Oh, I hope it's an adult.
It's an adult man.
And he was wearing all of his clothes.
And he helped clean up the sexy dirty towel. Oh, nominee number 3 was the condom wearer. What a good boy. And two women.
A condom. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while.
Oh, hello, condom.
It's been a while.
It's been so long. It's so nice to see you. Look, he's playing with her butt while he fucks her.
Yep.
I like that. I mean, I think he's a little butt obsessed.
Yeah.
I know. But isn't that what you're told as a young child to be
a condom on?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you get a new toy and you want to make sure that it stays clean, you put it away in a bag. And Safety Patrol, nominee number 4 and our final contender is Robert the Laundry Folder from White Women.
Oh, wow.
Robert is folding Dennis's khakis.
Yeah, that's true. Barry,
he's folding his khakis and you know what? Putting them to the side.
They've hosted a party here too before. They know how to. They know how to treat.
They're like, he's gonna want these later. We should put them over here.
You know how to treat. And also, Robert would want that done for him. I think
absolutely. Robert appreciates his clothes. Look at him. He's wearing a nice suit.
What a packed category.
I love when men fold my laundry for me because I can't because I'm a little baby.
Is it because your arms are too short and your hands are too small?
It's because I can't even reach my own mouth with my little arms.
I know. I can see it now.
Someone to feed me and take care of me and carry me around and spank me when I'm bad.
Is that why I have to baby bird into your mouth sometimes, Samantha?
All the time. I love vomit food.
Oh, man, Samantha.
Get to the award.
Wow, really a personality.
I know. Well, is she going to announce the winner?
No. I get to announce the winner. Uh-oh. We're going to have the, because she, remember, her hands. She can't touch. Right. She can't pick things up. Right. She hasn't developed motor skills yet.
Pricewaterhouse Cooper,
can you come over here, please? All right. Well, it looks like our winner is Robert, the laundry folder.
I honestly, there couldn't have been
there
another.
There couldn't have been another one. Truly. This one got, this out of all the categories, got the most interaction from the fans.
The most?
It got the most votes.
He had support. He had support.
He's
before.
A fan favorite.
Didn't matter who was going to be nominated against him. He was a shoo-in.
Yeah, truly. I mean, he folded 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of clothing.
I mean, it was the way he put the socks into the shoe. That was a shoe-in. He nailed it.
Literally, he knew when he was doing that.
He knew it.
He was slowly put the socks in and said, the award is mine.
Yeah.
For Safety
he
Patrol.
He manifested it.
And you guys can't see the awards here now. But our best athlete award was a kind of a generic statue of a very statuesque buff man.
Right.
But the special that we have here is actually a gold safety helmet.
Yes.
That Robert, our laundry folder, will receive.
And We sized the tip of his penis so he could put that
so
little...
He can put, oh, yes. I so should can, say it's penis size. Yeah. So he can put it on top of his penis.
It will be the cutest.
It's literally the cutest thing
the
ever.
The cutest. It's so cute. It's exactly what I want to look at when I look at dicks.
Let's take a break from the awards really quick to have a moment to talk about some of the greatest things that have happened for us this year as podcasters, separate from the films and the stars and their innumerable works. Let's talk about you and I's experience with these films.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you say you... What was the highlight of this year as a podcaster about porn movies?
Well... You know, I learned a lot. Really, I would say the highlight for me is getting some lessons from Brandy.
That's right.
Brandy. I wouldn't have learned everything I learned about porn if it wasn't for Brandy.
Yeah, me as well.
And I still have lots of questions for her. Mm-hmm. I think
she's so aware and educated on various sexual things.
Yeah. It's great. I miss Brandy.
You know?
So we'll have to bring her back.
We'll bring her back. I think 2019 will be the year of more Brandy information.
The other thing is really I've learned and gotten in touch with my with my underwear situation.
Ah, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Are you a lace woman? Are you a silk woman?
I'm all of it.
Yeah.
I don't really have a preference. I think I'm plain colored.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, black, red, white.
Nudes are also nice. Can be surprisingly sexy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I say yes to all of it. I think I particularly like when there's lots of extra bows or ties or things can easily be taken off.
Right.
Just kind of almost like you look at it and it's off your body.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
I this year have taken away a real exploration, a real Magellan venture this year into the gray area of sexual assault.
Yes.
I have learned so much about what our forefathers in the porn industry thought about the boundaries of safety in women. And there's so many different parts of that we've touched on. I've learned a lot.
Been exposed to that in our podcasting and
in reality.
In reality.
Amazing.
It's been something we've talked about for the entire year of 2018.
Is the crossover coincidental or did we do that with this podcast?
I'll
leave that to you to decide, listener. Listener, you decide. Oh, all right. Well, let's get back to the awards.
Yes.
The people are hungry for answers. Let's get back to it. Who is our next presenter, Meredith?
Our next presenter is our vice police officer, not Ron Jeremy, but his partner.
Yeah.
Is sort of conflicted, but not really
into the bad stuff.
But still
participated.
Still fine with making eye contact during a group blowjob.
Right.
Our vice officer from Amanda by Night.
Okay. Come on out.
Hey, ladies.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm here to do one job only, and that's to read the category of feminist nightmare.
Good category for you to read.
Hi.
Hi.
Shut your damn mouth.
Oh, no.
Let me get through this already. Oh, God. I got to get back to the fucking.
You have to patrol the streets. Yeah.
First, for feminist nightmare, we have Eddie from Roll Talent.
I want more Carolyn. The first half of this movie was heavy Carolyn, and then something really terrible happened, and now we're just watching Eddie, and I hate him. I hate him so much. This movie was,
I hate you, Eddie. I hate you.
I hate you. This movie was well on its way to being one of my favorite porns of all time, and I've never been so disappointed in my life.
Terrible.
We have my old partner, Ron Jeremy from Amanda by Night.
So I guess being on the Vice Squad means being a sleazebag.
You gotta know about Vice.
You gotta know about Vice. If you're gonna be on the Vice Squad, you gotta know all about Vice.
Also terrible.
He loved looking at me in the eyes. I don't know what it was about.
He wanted you. That's my theory. I don't know.
Real asshole. We have the dads from Blame It on Ginger.
Yeah, dads. Always going after their daughters.
Meredith? Qualification, these films are made by dudes. So what is it about dudes being dads?
I just, at some point, it's
don't understand.
I mean, I definitely think dads think about fucking, like, their daughter's friends. Like, there's a whole, American Beauty is entirely about that. Like,
hang on,
I have to vomit. Yeah.
Just give me 2 seconds. I have to vomit.
So much, it must be that.
And we have...
it's terrible.
And we have the detective from Looker.
Then he gets up, pays for the bill, and then there's a woman wearing basically a negligee in the diner behind him.
She can wear whatever she wants.
She
can wear whatever she wants. And she's sitting there having a nice meal by herself, feeling good about herself.
Right, and I guess he took that outfit as an invitation, and she was like, it was absolutely not. So he says, good evening, and she goes, pig. That's
then
it.
He calls her a bitch.
Just couldn't read.
And also, just a real, real bad detective.
Yeah, dingus.
I never want to be like him.
Good, good.
I never do.
Oh, good.
He let so many murders happen.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Other vice cop from Amanda by Night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any remorse for what you participated in that movie?
What's remorse?
Okay, all right. Thank you. That's what I thought.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Wow, Meredith.
All right.
I'm sorry that he kind of like shoved you out of the way. He must be in a rush.
What did we expect?
Yeah.
He's in a rush to get back to the massage parlor.
Right, exactly.
All right, PricewaterhouseCoopers, bring it in. Bring it in. And we have a winner, guys. We have a winner. And the Feminist Nightwear Award goes to Eddie from Raw Talent.
Whoa, deserved it. Deserved every piece of it. He was a horrible human being.
He
was terrible. His life story was awful. It was just, yeah.
I mean, he broke our cherry on this fucking show.
We went into this thinking.
It was only the second episode of our show.
Yeah.
We really were loving this movie.
Yeah.
But you know, we saw him fuck a turkey.
That was the first thing he did that was awful.
And then we saw him rape our queen.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
you know, and I like to think of myself as pre-Raw Talent Caitlin and post-Raw Talent Caitlin. Because it changed my life for the better. Who knows?
Yeah. It was a rough.
It was truly.
I mean, we did a whole side episode about his story because we went through so much emotional turmoil through that show, through that series.
We did.
That porn.
We very, very much thought about canceling this entire podcast after that.
Because Lisa DeLue's a queen.
Yeah.
Caroline was a queen.
I mean, he ruined my nightmares. That makes sense. He was my nightmares, is what I meant to say. But then I started reading something. It's fine.
Got distracted.
Well, we all are on our phones during the break, you know.
You're tired.
The whole crowd here is on their phones, as long as there's not a presenter, be honest.
You're right.
You got to get a selfie here at the 2018 There Will Be Porn Awards. Well, our next presenter coming up here to present the award for best position. Really, I don't know if he has particularly like any knowledge in this category, but he definitely understands the craving for sex and maybe the best of sex.
Yes.
Right. Because coming to the stage now to present this award is a resident of the town in Texas that is plagued with plastic sickness.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Hi there. Oh, I made it. I brought all my dildos in my wheelbarrow.
It is so brave for you to be here, sir.
Thank you.
Expose the world to the sickness that is plastic.
Plastic sickness. Yeah. We all have it from the dildo factory.
I'm so glad you're here. Is there anything you need to see?
So good and so bad.
Do you have a .org site set up yet for donations? This is the holiday season. People are in a giving spirit.
Plastic sickness, make glass dildos, love your friends from Texas.org.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that the only?
It's the only domain we could afford.
.org then?
After we all got sick and, you know, healthcare is real expensive in Texas and we had to drive miles to get to hospital to treat this plastic sickness because all of our doctors are just obsessed with dildos. So we really didn't have much for domain fee.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I know that it was...
I'm very proud to be a part of this. So many beautiful dildos featured in your films.
Well, I think you're announcing the best position category today.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, I already love the first nominee. The first nominee is the reverse cowgirl double dildo squat from the Red Vibe Diaries.
Pretty good.
Big double dildo.
Giant double dildo.
Interesting.
And they're ruminant on their naked bodies on this terrible carpet in this porn shop. Okay, they're licking each other and doing like it's kind of like a slow buildup, but there is, she has, one of them is working on the other one's butt.
Yep.
It was beautiful. I saw it. I've all seen a lot of women use double-sided dildos in my day from childhood, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you did with the plastics.
Yep. All right, number two nominee is when Debbie finally got to have an orgasm in White Women.
I had my first orgasm.
Yes!
Debbie said orgasm.
God, I'm so happy for you, Debbie.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm gonna cry.
I'm very happy we got confirmation in
Debbie,
this scene.
Oh, my soul goes out to you.
It's important for you to have an orgasm. It's the only relief that we get from plastic sickness where I'm from.
It's the only treatment you have, right?
It's truly the only thing that gives us a moment of peace.
No. So how many times a day do you masturbate or have sex?
At least 76.
Holy.
That's the minimum.
How much? Jesus. Do you have any cum left inside of your body, sir?
I just drink Gatorade and eggnog so I can build up cum so I can get some damn peace. All right. Speaking of a moment of peace, why don't we move on to the next category?
Category nominee.
Oh no, I'm having one right now. Oh no, give me that deal. Give me all them dildos. Put them in all the holes. Meow, 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 meow.
That's what you don't even have to touch yourself now to have an orgasm,
sir. I just have to touch the dildos. That's it. There's something so shameful and wonderful about coming in front of all these people. All right, our next nominee for best position, I suddenly can think, is the backward BJ from Blame It on Ginger when they bent his dick all the way around and sucked it from behind.
Yeah, you gotta bend down.
You gotta bend over, bro.
Oh, wow. Good penis, first of all.
First of all, great dick.
Very
thick.
Can
we talk about what they're... Meredith, you gotta describe what they're doing.
He bent over, so she was licking his ass, so he just bent over and he brought the dick behind him, so she's doing a reverse BJ.
I need a pen and pencil because this is my try at home.
Yeah, same. This is a genius idea.
That's very flexy for a human penis.
Yeah.
And I know about flexibility in penises.
Yeah, because they're all made of plastic for you,
for
right?
For me, mostly, except for my own. It is, but it's so bruised and beaten, it doesn't flex all that much anymore. And our final nominee, the threesome at the party in Amanda by Night, where they just bet on who was going to come first. Another thing that I am well aware of.
So now the competition is these two girls have to get this guy off in 3 minutes in front of everyone at the party.
And for this pimp to owe $500.
Yes, and they're all cheering, and we're both
I
so
love
excited.
This game. This is...
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
You.
No, I got another one. Okay. Oh, no.
Well, I think he...
Wow.
I think it was easier for him to get off the stage after that second orgasm. That
was,
so
yeah, he was walking a little bit straighter.
All right. PricewaterhouseCooper, bring your dog out.
Bring your dog out. Come here, dog.
Come here, dog. All right. Kaylin, the winner?
Oh, and the winner is by a landslide when Debbie finally had an orgasm.
It was great.
You know, and
it was a classic position.
Classic, right? It was a threesome with one woman in the middle, doggy style, and Debbie getting cunnilingus from her. And, you know, sometimes you have to go with the classics.
Yes, you do. You really do. And I was just so proud of our girl, Debbie.
Me too.
I was just so proud of her.
Me too.
And
I mean, I don't want to speak for the voters, but I think really that was at the core of why they picked this.
Yes.
It was less about the position and more about the result.
Yeah. And it was a movie that really fulfilled its mission. And, you know, she was a woman with a lot of experience, but not a lot of happiness.
Yeah.
And we saw the story turn around there.
Yeah.
It was great.
And, you know, in just the conversation we just had previously about how our cherry popping movie, Raw Talent, brought us a lot of a brutal reality about the porn industry.
Yes.
This movie, which was maybe 12 episodes in, brought us like a glimpse of pure victory, happiness, learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it reminded us why we were doing this.
Yeah, it really did. It really, really did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. This next category, one of my favorites because it's really personal. You know, it's what we wanted to take with us at the end of our journey.
Yes. And our next presenter, we just wanted to also highlight our other six character from our films this season is Reagan from The XX Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Very sick.
We do have a priest escorting her, but please, please come on out. Please come out.
Hi there.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Ooh, ma'am, there's a, just a, pardon me, but there is a smell coming off of you.
Yeah, but your soul. Give me your soul.
Okay, all right. I like my soul right where it is. Thank you.
I'm hungry. I just want to fuck something.
Okay, well, there's a man in the back with a wheelbarrow full of dildos.
Well, these are the things that you can try and hold, and I want to just have sex with all of it.
Okay, what's, tell us what they are.
I know. Whenever I stir my souls up, thanks to Texas Dildo Masquerade, I stir it with a dildo.
Yes, stirring food with a dildo was a very integral moment of that film.
The woman is having like a psychotic episode.
Sick for cock.
She's pussy sick.
She just
or plastic sick.
She needs a cock.
She needs a cock inside of her.
Or
right
she's
now.
Gonna be full blown plastic sick. You're
I
right.
I think some of the food on this table is like dildos that have been chopped up.
She's Fuck me!
Okay, maybe not right now, but someone I'm sure in the back will take care of you. Oh, boy. You look like you need some food considering how much is coming out of you. Okay, all right, sorry. Jesus.
The next item on this stupid list is double-ended dildo from Red Vine Diaries.
Yes, the famous, everyone loves a double-ended dildo. You could use one, I'm sure, right now.
Shut up!
And now she's fucking her with this double-sided dildo. Do you think she's going to turn the dildo around and put it in her butt?
Fuck me!
Okay, all right. The power of Christ compels you.
Next is stealing the life's work of misogynists in the movie Conflict!
Yes, girls.
Yes, girls.
Yes, girls.
Yes, girls. They stole all the tapes. Yes, girls. Yeah, yes. And they're riding away in a van together.
They're about
Fuck
to,
you,
they're,
motherfuckers.
They're Thelma and Louising this movie.
Yes, those women. Oh, worth it.
One of my personal favorites, honestly.
All priests are misogynists. They
That's
should
true.
Die.
That's true. Okay, all right. It's also a very intense claim, but the devil's
Fuck
in you.
You.
So.
Fuck me and fuck you. Okay. And finally, wearing a mask while we have sex and two women.
Okay, this is the reveal.
Yep.
This is when everybody figures out who this is.
It's gotta be.
Take off your mask, Jennifer. Show your true self. We're here for you.
Yes. Another.
Bye, fuck you. No. Fuck me, fuck, fuck.
Okay, wow. I've never
Maybe a little
wanted,
intense. Maybe a little intense.
I've never wanted to pray in my life until I saw much. Her come out.
Too much, right?
Oh, boy.
Maybe we don't invite her back next
no,
year?
No, I'm thinking maybe, yeah, she might. Let's put her on that list. Where people can't return.
Yeah. All right. PricewaterhouseCooper.
Come on, dog.
Please come on out.
Bring us the results.
And the winner is stealing the life's work of misogynists.
Oh, my God.
From the movie Conflict. Really a theme. A real true theme.
The voters, these results from the voters is telling me that we have just the most wonderful audience.
Did you really,
shout out to them.
I mean, did you really think there would be anything different in the year of Me Too?
No, I Caitlin. Didn't, honestly. And I'm happy that they're voting with us on this.
I'm so glad to.
Oh, me too. And I hope we see more films in the future where the women in the movie steal the life's work of the men.
Me too.
Oh, beautiful.
It was great.
All right. Well, our next and final category of our original There Will Be Porn Award categories. One of our favorites, one that we have pined over and thought through in every episode, and some of our favorite people, is up next. And Meredith, get excited for this presenter, because I know he is one of your favorites. He is a one-time crowned MVP, even though he's not one of the nominees here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I truly think you love him. I don't know if he's giving out hugs today. He might be giving out some magic. Bring up Eric the Santa's helper.
So happy he made it here. How did you get here, helper?
I walked all the way from the North Pole.
What?
Yes.
Oh, you finished all, did you finish all the magic and toy making early this year that you had enough time to come to our award show?
All year long, I have been giving the magic to people at the North Pole, and it has been some very hard work, but now that we're so close to the Christmas, my work day is over and I have a vacation.
And this is what you wanted to do with your vacation.
I love you girls, and I love this podcast.
I'm so proud. Well, please go ahead and present, Helper Eric.
I am presenting the award for MVP. Okay. In Mother Russia, not everybody is MVP. But in the North Pole, only Santa is MVP. I'm just telling you now. Okay. Speaking of Russia, the first nominee is from the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And it is the maybe Stormy Daniels.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
This woman's getting fisted and penetrated
at the same time.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. Oh, and she is just...
She's loving it.
Begging for
it. She's like, give me more,
A lot of people are involved.
There's so
She's getting people, like, touching her boobs.
There's so much teamwork.
There is.
You maybe did not find her name, but she was very good at the orgy parts.
Yes, she was great at the orgy parts. Okay. Great porn face.
Okay, nominee number two of the MVP is Detroit from Two Women.
Oh.
Energy is the last orgy. Yeah. Detroit is back.
Yay. Hey, Detroit.
She's the most enthusiastic person in this room.
Yep.
She's happy to be here.
Yes, she is.
She's not tied to
any man. Is she being fucked by Richard?
She's doing whatever the fuck she wants.
Hard to tell.
Yes, I did love her.
She had lots of moves. She was very flexible and athletic, and I like it. Das Vitanya, Detroit, you're doing a great job.
Yes.
Nominee number three for our MVP is Virginia from White Women.
Virginia is like all about a woman's lust is powerful and it's important to history. And like, that's how I survive. Even though I guess Virginia's sick. I don't know. Cancer? What's going on?
I'm unclear. She's sick because she's been having sex all day.
Cock will cure my cancer.
Oh, yes.
She taught us lots of lessons. So many lessons about sex.
And how to boss men around and make them fold your clothes.
Part of what I put together for the Magic Christmas formula was from what I learned from Virginia in this movie.
Ooh.
Not known fact I reveal here for you today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hot tip.
Nominee number four for MVP award is Carolyn from Raw Talent.
Oh my God.
She's gonna sit on his
She's
face.
She's sitting on his face.
You go, girl.
She made him lay down. She's sitting on his face. Carolyn is my hero.
Oh, she has such a fire bush, too.
She didn't even shave. She didn't even shave.
Yes.
She was very talented, and we love her very much.
Yes, we do.
I like her red hair because it reminds me of home. I also like her breasts because that's the secret of Christmas magic is to pay attention to breasts.
That's true.
I think okay, she has... goodbye. I have to go back to magic making for next Christmas, 2019.
Bye, Helper. We're so privileged
Where
that you...
Where are my reindeer?
We're so lucky that Helper Eric decided to spend his vacation with us.
Oh, my God.
What
a celebrity get.
It was really a highlight.
Christmas Day, I'm going to wake up, and before I even think about Santa, I'm going to say thank you to Magic Helper Eric.
Are you going to thank him by doing the magic formula?
I'm going to try. Even I have to do it by myself. All right.
Well, Pricewaterhouse Cooper.
Come on, envelope dog. Get in here.
And the winner?
We're not disappointed. It's Carolyn.
Of course it is. I mean, again, another shoo-in.
First off, she was in two other movies.
Yeah.
She was in this season.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She was great in both of them. All three of them.
There's very few names I have imprinted in my brain over this season.
Why would you? Of course. I understand.
But Lisa DeLue is a name I will never forget.
Yeah, me too. She is a beaut and a queen.
A queen. I love her.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
She truly deserved this.
I'm happy that she entered my life.
And it's good as well that, one, all of our nominees were women, but also because the MVP award that you get for There Will Be Porn is a actual tiara made of dildos.
Yes, it is.
So
it's beautiful.
I think perfect for her. She can rock it naked as far as I care. I think so. Wonderful time.
I think so.
Oh, boy. Meredith, before we move on to our last two categories, our special There Will Be Porn Award categories that are not normally named during our episodes that we have special just for the year long, whatever that we're doing here.
Yeah. The year long whatever.
Let's take a moment to remember something lost.
Yeah.
Something...
gone forever.
We wish we still had. It was wonderful.
It was two things we lost.
Yeah.
Probably a couple things. First, as our file.
Right. We lost the recording files for the episode for Bus Stop Tales 1.
Yes.
We recorded it. We watched that horrible movie. We made hilarious jokes. And it was gone.
I think it was maybe
gone into the computer.
It's
hole.
It really was disappointing because I do think it was some of our best work.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not porn's best work.
No,
and
truly
it really marked,
one of the worst porns.
It really marked the end of porn, the beauty that is porn.
As we love porn.
Because
it was the beginning of amateur cam work.
Yeah.
And what would come to be Bang Bus. So let's pay tribute now to the lost episode that was such a momentous thing for us.
Yeah.
I will remember you. Do, 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 do. You will remember me. Let your life pass you by.
Thank God for the memories.
I'm crying, Meredith.
I know.
I'm crying.
It was, what a beautiful rendition.
I mean, the There Will Be Porn Singer song set.
It's really beautiful.
Great job, guys.
I loved it.
Ugh. Oh, Meredith, we only have 3 more categories. Are you sad?
I am sad.
Before we move on, what after party are you going to?
What am I going to go to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to the Hot Babes in Babeland after party.
Nice. Sponsored by Babeland?
Sponsored by Babeland. Ugh,
the toys you're going to get. I'm so jealous.
The Cubbyhole.
Amazing.
Yes.
Oh, how did you get that ticket?
I don't know. I guess I just wore enough leather this year and they just were like,
that's,
they knew.
Yeah, that's fair.
They knew I'd be a down.
Gotcha.
What about you?
I am going to a private screening of one of my favorite films of all time, Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay.
Because Christmas is coming.
Right.
But it is a special kind of interactive screening because it'll be at Alamo Drafthouse for a popcorn and poppers event.
Oh, wow.
So bisexuals galore.
Can you
doing poppers, watching an old movie about Santa Claus.
Can you
Santa, old daddy, bearded daddy, you get it.
Are you allowed to be like
naked?
Naked,
yes.
And fornicating?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Have you been in the Alamo Drafthouse chairs? They go all the way back.
Do you have to dress up like
some type of elf. You could be a leather Santa. You could be a daddy Santa.
Ooh,
you could be a mommy
sexy
Santa. You could be a leather mommy. You could just go do your thing. You get a big, large popcorn with extra butter, and you get a big, large bin of poppers.
Great.
It's a good night.
It does sound like a
it's
fun
not
night.
Totally associated with the awards, but it is associated with the end of the year, and I find it to be a tradition.
It's great. It sounds lovely.
Thank you. I wish I could go to the Babeland affair, but I'll tell you what, next year, let's switcherooskies.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I wore this dress. I have to wear it out.
Like, yeah.
I can't just.
The sexito works at the popper event, trust me.
I would imagine.
Yeah, because I am wearing an entire one-piece latex bodysuit underneath it.
I did want to ask, actually, about your sexito, because you does it come with a, you know, an indoor, like an inside mini bar full of Tito's as well?
Yes, it does. It seems, but it's less of a mini bar. It's more of a utility belt of the little airplane bottles.
Right.
Underneath. You hear me clinking around a little bit? That's what that is.
All right.
It's part of the Sextito brand. You should really think about getting one, Meredith.
All right. Well, it'd be great if we could be sponsored by them.
Oh, Tito's. Hey, listen.
Sextito.
You're the brand for us. Next year, 2019. Think about it. All right. Let's see.
We have three categories left, Caitlin.
We have three categories left for our special awards bundle.
You and I are going to announce these awards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because nobody else can be trusted to do it.
No.
Nope.
We've already brought all... I mean, we pretty much...
We invited everyone.
We invited everyone, but pretty much they're all just not... They're not even really great at reading.
I know. And at this point in the show, let's face it, they're all fucking in the back.
Yeah.
So we can't use them right now.
Useless.
It's a giant orgy going on in the back, which we want to get to.
Yeah, we better get through
it. We've got to finish these awards.
Let's get through
for
it.
For you. Okay. Our first category on our final award slot here is Best Porn Husband. The nominees are John from Red Vibe Diaries.
Oh.
Showed up, had sex with his wife with a condom on, and then never appeared again.
And he was a doctor.
And he was
providing for his wife.
Doctor. Every mother's dream.
Yes.
The next nominee would be Santa. Again, another absent husband.
Yes.
Beautiful. Never showed up. Only benefits from the formula. Doesn't require his wife to do anything but enjoy magic.
And really had a pretty simple demand. Yeah. I mean, like, he knew this is how he does his job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is with the magic formula.
Our next nominee was the fiancé in Texas Till Death Do Us Masquerade. Let his fianced have sex in the van in front of him while he drove safely.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And our final nominee is Barbara's husband from The Masseuse. This movie did not appear a lot this year in the awards, but one notable character was, again, the absent husband, who had very little to do with the story of the film.
Yeah, and seemed to be pretty forgiving for his wife to have social life,
supportive.
Work life balance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Caitlin.
Oh, get this dog. Get
PricewaterhouseCooper, get out of here, please.
God, she's drooling. Oh, okay.
It's a messy
Just
one.
Just don't lick anything up in the back, dog.
Messy one.
And the winner is John from Red Wine Five Diaries. Really, a picturesque husband, honestly.
The best.
Best porn husband
the best.
You could ask for. Deserved it.
We set our expectations high for Don very early on in the movie.
He met them.
Every single one. He never showed up again.
He was beautiful.
And he banged the shit out of his wife.
What else could you want from a man? Don't show up. And when you do, bang me and leave. Okay, Meredith, what have you got for us in our next big category?
Our next big category. This is basically the Oscars buzz of a screenplay award.
Ooh.
Best overall storyline.
Wow. This is a hot category to
it
win.
Is. There was a lot of great stories.
There was some good stories. We were invested in many of
them.
We
really were. The first was the story of sorority sweethearts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There was an arc. There was even a fantasy dream sequence.
There was a lot of innuendos of complicated relationships between the women.
Yes,
it was great.
It was very good.
Next, Amanda by Night. I mean, maybe the truest storyline of them all.
Yes, fair. There was a murder. There was an investigation. There was another murder. There was a sailboat hit. Where was love? It had everything.
It really did. It really did. It had government intrigue.
Yes.
Police corruption.
Yes.
I mean, it really had it all.
Mm-hmm. Addiction.
It was the
1986 version of 2018 America.
It really was. Yeah. It really was. The next is Looker. Also
film noir.
Also very good true crime storyline.
Love a true crime.
We had the past being repeated in the present. We had a serial murderer that went dormant and then came back. And we
also
had
a bit of an anti-hero before her time. We liked her more than the hero.
Yes, we did. Yes, mm-hmm. we did. And finally, the original story of this season, and as it keeps bearing repeating, is Raw Talent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This really is a repeat nominee for a reason.
Yeah.
It had an effect on us.
Yes, it did.
Was there a story arc? Yes, there absolutely was. Were we invested in it? Totally. Were we satisfied at the end? Well, we will see.
And the winner is Amanda Bynight.
Oh, deserves Excellent. It. Amazing.
Excellent.
How often do you see a movie end by having sex on a fucking sailboat that's going out to sea?
I mean, truly, the last 45 minutes in this movie didn't even have a sex scene. There mm-hmm. was more story than sex.
Somebody wrote the shit out of that movie.
There was so much.
Deserved it. Deserved it.
And you know what? It's again, it had a feature by Lisa DeLue. What more could you want?
Do you need?
What more could you want?
All right, well, we're down to our final category.
Our final award.
The coup de grace, the thing of them all. The one that everyone wants.
Best porn of 2018.
Best porn that we watched that wasn't made in 2018 of 2018.
All of our films are nominated.
Every single one. All 14 of them, I think.
They're all there.
They've all done a great job of presenting their best side.
Let's get PricewaterhouseCooper back in here.
Come here. Make sure you give us the right envelope. It's very important. Okay. Can you read it for us?
The winner is... Red Vibe Diaries.
Oh, amazing. Oh, congratulations. Baby voice, foot play, sex work.
We had
amazing cats.
We had dream sequences.
Dream sequences. Oscar the Grouch was there. Elmo was there. The perfect husband.
We had very rich white ladies.
We experienced infantismal fetishification.
We saw a brothel.
We learned a lot from Brandy.
Yes, we did. It really was a great movie and a great episode.
Yes, and a good episode.
I loved it.
Oh, God. What about a year.
I know.
I mean, I wish I could go back in time and experience all these things again. Oh, wait, I can. Because all you have to do is go back and listen to every episode over again. And you can experience in real time how we watch these movies and how we fell in love or out of love with a lot of them.
You could subscribe.
Please subscribe. Subscribe and downloads and subscribes.
And
review.
Okay. You know what? We can't do these awards if we don't have critics.
It's true. We need the critics. We need your participation. Okay.
And we would love it if you just gave us some stars.
And if
any
you,
amount of stars.
I don't know if you've noticed.
iTunes.
I don't know if you've noticed, we do watch the top 100 AVN adult films, but we also watch special movies when we're in the mood. And sometimes we read books that are about porn. And what you should do is go on, give us 5 stars, give all these people plastic sickness, baby voice, Eric the Helper, give them all 5 stars, and then write your suggestion for your next special porn that we should be doing.
We take all considerations, especially because we have 0 right now. So we'd really like it if you gave
just
us some.
One would be great. Meredith, what are we looking forward to in 2019?
Oh, I am hoping we get to see more good husbands that don't show up anymore.
More good husbands or good wives.
Good wives.
Something.
I would love to see that.
Great spouses.
I would love to see some more great underwear, great porn faces.
We need that.
those are really my highlights, you know, of every
you know
episode.
What I enjoyed from this year that I would like to see make a comeback? Murder mysteries.
I love
a porn with a murder mystery.
I do too. I really did.
So good.
I think we'll get that.
Yeah. We're planning for some guests next year. We're planning for a live show.
We're going
to do some crossover episodes with different podcasts. Things are getting crazy in 2019.
Sexy too.
And sexy.
It's been a good year.
It's been great.
And
it's one of our best podcast years.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've done it for a while now, guys.
We're professionals.
Yes.
That's why we're wearing these elaborate outfits.
Yes. We take being in the studio very seriously.
It's why we rented out the
Kodak Theater.
Kodak Theater.
And we have this giant audience that you can't hear at all.
Audience, because our sound tech is so good. You can't hear them. You can only hear us. It's how we got to fly in and hotel and accommodations for all of our presenters.
That's how much money we're making off
of
this.
And we paid a consulting firm to not only tally up our votes, but train a dog to bring in the results.
It's amazing. It's
so
all the things we do for you guys.
I wish I could say we're paying for all of this with sponsors. We are not sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor
we're
next year's show.
We're independently wealthy right now.
Yeah, just sure. If wealth is relative. yeah. So from Meredith and I would like to say to all of our listeners out there, you're welcome. And we love you.
What can I say except you're welcome.
No, Disney, don't sue us, please. We ran out of all of our money to rent this theater. Don't sue us.
Yeah, I'm sure that Disney wants to be associated with a porn podcast.
All right, Meredith.
Let's wrap it up before
running late
we get
to
sued.
My screening. Let's wrap it up before we get sued. We've got to get the towel boy to clean up after the orgy in the back. And you have a party to get to.
Yep. Cheers to a happy ending.
Cheers to a happy ending, Meredith. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.